Before we start this meditation, I want to give a little bit of a caveat. We don't normally give caveats like this before we do the astral body, but we are doing this pretty at a clip, much quicker than normal. And so I want to kind of just offer some words of support, just to make sure that we kind of understand this astral plane, this astral level of consciousness. It's very common for us. We're all used to it. It's not any foreign, out-of-body experience. But because we're so used to it, we can often get into that astral plane and stay there and not necessarily go up and down the way we're doing it in this meditation, going up to the or going into the level of consciousness and then coming back down out of it or coming back into the manifest bodies. And so some of us, you know, having come from so much trauma, we can go up into the astral and stay there. And so, and at the same time, this idea of, because the astral body is non-local, meaning it's not connected to what we consider time and space, here and now, there is a here and now-ness that we can experience this capacity to move, but the body itself isn't necessarily connected to here and now. People feel trepidation about just going into this body. So usually when you're on a retreat, which is the way we usually do this, there is a, you know, you've spent quite a bit of time in the subtle bodies before you actually move into this astral body, but we're going to move in pretty quick. And so I want to make sure that I want to give you permission to not move to that next body if you don't want to, so that you can give yourself permission and you can decide that in the moment, not in the moment. It's all fine. I don't want to create any kind of tension around it. At the same time, for those of you that want to sort of experience that level of consciousness, even with the apprehension, I want you to know that I'm going to try to build in a level of what is called tethering, so that even though there's a sense that the mind could wander off, there's a tethering to the body. It's a weird way to explain it. But you'll understand more, I think, as we get into the actual experience of it. There can be a sense that this is where we go when we wander off in thought. So you can see that when we're wandering off in thought, the anchoring idea of the breath is like a tethering of that capacity to wander off in thought and go somewhere else and spend 45 minutes, you know, on my backyard design. And then the bell rings and we come back. So that capacity, what we want to learn is, can I notice that capacity that allows me to just consciously go somewhere else, but stay grounded in the here and now as that's happening, rather than getting completely lost in the, you know, in whatever that consciousness has gone off to. So that's what we're going to try for when we do this meditation. So we'll get settled in the body in this, I do this every time I meditate now. I learned it from Philip Moffitt when I first started learning the nine bodies, and it has served me so well that I do it every time. I just start by noticing that I'm sitting here in this kind of preparing to meditate, and I get a sense of what I was doing that I'm not doing. And formally let go of needing to do anything else other than right here. I don't really need to do anything else. I'm giving this time to myself to just be here and still and opening the mind. Communing with the body is what I think of it as. And building a relationship with my body. Building an intimate relationship with the body. So we begin as usual with this sensing into the heaviness of the body. And you can see that you can feel that heaviness, even if it's a million times, every time you incline your mind to sensing into the heaviness of the body, it's right there. You can feel this heaviness. And you can get a stronger sense if you feel it from underneath, from the underside of your legs or the underside of your arms. If you pay attention particularly to the pelvic area and your pelvic bowl, your sitting bones. Just getting a sense of the hardness. And maybe you begin to feel that hardness in the bones and in your hips and your pelvic and sitting on the cushion or the feet. All of a sudden I can feel the bones in my lower legs and my feet. I feel the bones or the hardness in my fingernails. Just getting a sense of that heaviness, that hardness, and the relative steadiness, stillness of the earth. It's this still, hard, groundedness of earth that we walk on all the time. So we're just feeling into that right now and allowing ourselves as earth element to rest on earth. Inviting the physical body to come into our awareness, the forefront of our awareness. May I know the physical body here and now. You might begin to notice the groundedness, steadiness, and the stillness, this non-moving relative stillness of the physical body, of earth resting on earth. And as we're connected to the stillness, the steadiness, as our object, we can also notice this movement in the body. So our object is the relative steadiness of the earth element, and in doing so, we notice the wind element of movement. So we can incline our attention away from that steadiness and towards this felt sense of movement. And now connecting to the prana breath, the prana body, this breath. Some people call it the breath body. But here we call this the vital body. So inviting this vital body to come into the foreground of our awareness. This aliveness. May I know the vital body. We can begin to feel that aliveness of the movement. Maybe you feel it as vibration, or maybe you're noticing tingling. These are all objects in this awareness of vitality and aliveness. The sense of here and now. Letting go of anything else except for just this vitality and this knowing that I'm alive. Knowing that there's aliveness present. And in this aliveness, as our object, this movement and wind, we can easily sense that emotions are part of being alive. They're not separate from. They are inherently an aspect of being a living being, a living human being. So we can invite ever so gently the emotional body to come into our awareness. Just waiting to get a sense. Maybe there's just a shift in this felt sense of wholeness. Maybe you feel sensations somewhere in the body. Maybe you don't. Just this awareness that yes, emotions are a part of who I am. They come and they go, like waves rise and fall in the ocean. And this emotional body is just the awareness that I can be with emotions. Just as they are. We can take a moment to notice if there's any emotions that are arising and just allow them to just move as they will. They don't have to leave. They just have to know that you have the capacity to hold them. That it's okay if emotions come, because that is the natural law of being human. We can gradually, softly, incline the mind towards the sense of energy in our aliveness. Once again, feeling into this sense of aliveness, the energy of movement, and invite the vital body to be present. We come back to the vital body because this vitality represents aliveness. It sort of holds the link between our aliveness in the manifest world and our aliveness in the subtle world. So we return to this sense of vitality and the energy that comes with this aliveness, the wind that powers everything about us. You can invite the vital body to come into your presence. This level of consciousness of vitality. May I know the vital body. And again, letting this aliveness, this energetic flow, force, existence, however you perceive it, this knowing that this aliveness has energy to it. It has capacity. You just let that energy be the object of our awareness. We can begin to get a sense of the space that this energy is arising in. This element of space that's all around us. And we can sense into that space, outside of the body, inside of the body. It's just this relaxing into the felt sense of spaciousness, the energetic flow from the energy of the vital body into the energy of spaciousness, and invite the etheric body to be known, to come into the foreground of our awareness. May I know the etheric body. You might feel the breath being much more subtler. Might have a strong sense of spaciousness, a sense of stillness and groundedness, even in this subtle space. Some people notice quiet, that it seems like the sounds around us fade into the background, and there's just a loud silence. These are all objects in our consciousness, in this level of the etheric body, this knowing of silence, Knowing of space. Knowing of subtle stillness. Getting a sense that this is an aspect of your own consciousness. Not you, the person, but you, the human being. This etheric is support for the manifest bodies. It's the doorway between the ultimate and the relative. We practice here so we can get comfortable. We can get comfortable with this level of consciousness. And feel into its reviving kind of quality. When our manifest world gets too constricted, just exploring what you notice. Is it the quiet? Or is it a quiet even though there's sound? Is it the stillness? Or is there stillness even though there's movement? This kind of dual world exists here in the etheric body. And yet, it feels so natural. There's no tension between quiet and sound, between stillness and movement. Between spaciousness and containment, groundedness, it's as if the two worlds are one. Remember, if you ever get a sense that you don't have access to this body, or you had it and I'm losing it, do not despair. Do not fret over it. Do not get irritated and frustrated. Those qualities are barriers to experiencing this much lighter, subtler space. It's trusting that this is a natural aspect of being human. And so settle yourself down into this present moment, feeling into the energy of aliveness, and opening up to this sense of spaciousness all around that energy. And then it's the slight invitation to know the etheric body. It's like touching infants. You have to learn how to touch a newborn. You may be a little rough at first, but gradually you learn how to offer just the slightest, gentlest of touching. You may want to stay here into this space of quiet stillness and spaciousness. And you are free to pause and rest here. But for those of you that are interested in exploring yet another level of subtle consciousness, we can put our attention, this object of stillness and spaciousness, just steadying our attention on this stillness and spaciousness. And then invite the astral body to be known. May I know the astral body. Be patient. May I know the astral body. And some of you might feel a sense of lightness or a sense of floating. You might just notice a brightening energy. You might feel a lifting up, as if you are looking down. You may not feel anything, so be patient. Just being in this level of consciousness that says, may I know the astral body. Very quietly, it's very subtle. So it's an inclining of the mind without a lot of forcing, no demanding. And you will notice, if you're patient, the felt sense of a shift, like you're looking up, looking down. some people don't feel a difference in the felt sense, but they begin to get images in this astral level of consciousness. You could begin to see things, family members or archetypal imagery. So be open and aware that you may just be noticing, seeing. Some people notice that they just begin to get lost in thought. Start thinking of random things. It's just hearing my voice, the steadiness of the moment. We're here and now. The astral level of consciousness is this ability to know that consciousness is not tied to the body at this level. It's not localized. It can move or roam. It can create. So we're steadying our here and now, using my voice or using your own sense of felt sense in the body, and just taking some time to see what it's like to notice consciousness that can travel, that can create. We need this level of consciousness. That's where our creativity lives. It's where our it's like the support for our emotional body. It's how we imagine greater places, greater times. It's how we take in inspiration and transfer it into our manifest world. So may I know this astral body. Trusting that it's present and however it shows up for you. Just staying grounded in the here and now with my voice, your own sense of awareness to the body sitting. But not being afraid to let the astral level of consciousness. Just explore and move. Maybe the felt sense of the body is what you notice most. A sense of floating or just being lighter. Brighter. Maybe you notice the images. Or maybe you notice how distracted you seem to be. All of this is within this range of consciousness. These are all objects within the capacity to know consciousness can move and separate. Just exploring and practicing getting to know what it means to be human. Patience, a willingness to just be available, letting go of expectations, no need for assumptions. You have a whole lifetime to practice getting to know this astral body. It doesn't have to be all at once. It won't stay the same anyway. Noticing where you are right now. And slightly, lightly, with this delicate inclination, turn the attention towards spaciousness. We're moving at the speed of intention. Just this intention to feel and sense into spaciousness. And then inviting the etheric body to come into the foreground of your attention. May I know the etheric body. Giving yourself time, the body time, to shift its level of consciousness. May I know the etheric body. Feeling into the spaciousness, the stillness, the groundedness of here and now with this subtle knowing. It's spacious and still. But it feels grounded and here and now. There's a steadiness to the etheric body, even with its subtleness. We can pause here with the etheric body. Just feeling into the sense of spaciousness. This would be our object in this consciousness of subtlety. Spaciousness becomes the object. Feels different. It's the same and it's different. We can begin to feel the subtle energy of this spaciousness, of this quiet and this intuitive knowingness of subtlety. So we're getting ready to leave this subtle level of consciousness. But we want to begin to cultivate and build in a sense of respect and gratitude for this aspect of our humanness. So bowing to these subtle energies, deep respect, and then gently turning towards this energetic field, making this energy as our object of meditation, which is focused on the energy feeling into that energy and inviting the vital body to come into our attention. You might notice the energy getting coarser, becoming more alive, noticing the breath much more vividly. May I know the vital body here now. Feeling the movement more distinctly. Tingling in the physical body gets stronger or gets more pronounced. And in all this aliveness, we can check in with the emotional body. Just to see if there's any emotions that need to be acknowledged. Inviting the emotional body to be known. Simple, just a simple mantra. May I know the emotional body. Maybe you notice spaciousness around the emotional energies. Maybe you just notice a vastness in the body or a particular energy towards the heart space. If there's no emotions, that's fine. If there is emotions, you just want to acknowledge them, it's fine. We don't have to fix them or do anything about it. And when we feel like we've been heard in our emotions, or the body itself feels seen, I guess is the best way. Acknowledged, we can just return our focus to the energy of aliveness. And just begin to contemplate this aliveness, of feeling the aliveness in the body. And inviting the vital body to return to the foreground of our attention. May I know the vital body. May I feel this vitality. I can feel this grosser, more coarser level of experience. It's the nature of these manifest bodies. It's the relative reality of the world we live in. So we can begin to sense the heaviness of the body. Feel our sit bones. Our feet on the floor, the fullness of the earth element resting on earth, a sense of returning to the beginning and inviting this physical body to be known. May I know the physical body. presence and into this grounded trueness of the here and now. Such a deep respect for the complexity of being human. And the possibilities that exist within this moment. Having communed with the manifest bodies and the subtle bodies. So a couple of words. Sometimes it's hard to go up into the astral body and ever come down. So caution with that. You might have a sense that you're still in this kind of bigness. And that's all right. We're just going to let that bigness stay there. But be sure to notice that this physical body is still here, and the here and the nowness. We can connect with that by just this constant paying attention to the manifest. There's a distinction you can really feel when you go up into the subtle bodies and then come back into this manifest body. There's such a distinction between that subtleness and the coarseness. But the two of them actually are who we are. We're both manifest and subtle. And so this is more about learning how not to just get caught in the subtle or feel as though the subtle is the best and the manifest is the worst. We're all of that. It's all intertwined together. So we'll take some time, definitely take some time for walking. Even if it's just walking around the block. I really would advocate and encourage you to walk outside so you can have a level of leveling out that spaciousness with the spaciousness you're feeling inside. And then I'll see us back at 1 o'clock and we'll do one more level of subtlety. It's kind of strange that there's still another level, but it is. All right. So have a good lunch and I'll see you at 1 or sort of in an hour, depending on your time.